This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. At One Alaska High School, students have the chance to explore their connection to the natural world through both Western science and Native knowledge. KTOO Zoe Grushkin visited a biology class that's learning to catch their dinner with Tlingit halibut hooks.
In a science classroom at Juno Douglas High School, Yada'atkakla, students are holding carving knives. Teacher Henry Hopkins walks up and down the rows of desks, showing them how to shape the hunks of yellow cedar in their hands.
From this line to that line, you do that all the way, and then you go from this line to that line. The students were working on traditional Tlingit halibut hooks, which sounds like it's primarily a Tlingit carving project, but it's actually a science project.
Hopkins has taught science at JDHS for nearly 20 years. Before that, he taught in rural Alaska, in remote communities with majority Alaska Native populations. He says he quickly realized subsistence activities like hunting and fishing were their own kind of science textbook. So Hopkins started working with elders and culture bearers to emphasize that in the classroom.
It's important for me that we don't stop the science to teach Native knowledge. I would rather teach the science through Native knowledge.
Take Tlingit halibut hooks. They look almost nothing like the metal circle hooks used by commercial fishermen. They look more like oversized clothespins. Two pieces of wood are lashed together in a V shape with a spike of either metal or bone. Woods of different density are used to achieve the right float, and the hooks are designed to catch only fish of a particular size. Hopkins says studying and crafting their own halibut hooks gives students the opportunity to learn about everything from sustainable fisheries management to changing oceans. Leading the carving itself is Tlingit carver and teacher Donald Hinde Gregory. Gregory learned his craft from a long lineage of Tlingit carvers, and he hopes to continue that legacy.
For me, the most important part about learning it is to be able to pass it on to the next group of people that want to learn it. And, I don't want to take anything with me to the grave.
Gregory has worked with Hopkins for several years, teaching the science and tradition of halibut hook carving to students at JDHS. He says the project builds some pretty specific carving skills, but mostly it's about common sense, paying close attention, and working with what you've got.
Oh, I think it's real important. I mean, when you get out of school, if you don't have common sense, you're way behind the curve.
Hopkins says by incorporating Native knowledge and hands-on learning into his science classes, he's been able to get buy-in from students who'd never engaged much in school.
Oh, yeah, usually I'll get a number of texts and emails in the summer of kids holding up halibut and these hooks.
Once, a student even gave Hopkins a fish. It was a halibut, caught on a hook, carved in his classroom. In Juno, I'm Zoe Grushkin.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.